Morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michael.
Good to chat to you because you've got some nice horses heading to Flemington tomorrow, but you've decided not to back up Lamborghini after his good run on Wednesday?
We sort of only put him in at Flemington on Saturday just in case. You know, there was supposed to be like storms and lightning on Wednesday at Mini Valley at Sandown, so we just thought, as a backup plan. So he was probably never running at Flemington tomorrow.
All right. Well, we'll definitely get to see Chamois Road or Chamois Road. And he's been racing well. What do you make of his run at last start up in Sydney? Just didn't really get things to pan out the way it would have suited him?
Probably just wasn't quite good enough on the day. They were reasonably good horses. Like, he's a handy horse, but he's not a good horse. He needs to be put in the right company and needs the right run, and nowadays he needs all the favours.
Is this the right company at Flemington tomorrow and dropping back to 1,400?
Oh, I think so. Like, he gets him well with a claim of 57.5. I think Talia will really suit him. And, yeah, I think it looks a really suitable race for him.
And 1,400 around Flemington, it's a track he's performed well at in the past, so he obviously likes it there.
Oh, I think 1,400, 1,500 is his perfect distance nowadays, yeah.
All right. Who do you think's the hardest for him to knock off?
Allman with the blinkers on. He might run a little better, and there's a couple down on the way that are handy, but, you know, he'll be a good benchmark for him.
You got Invincible Owl and Huss and Eagle who go around in race number 7, and, gee, they've both got a lot of talent, but, gee, they're frustrating horses, especially Invincible Owl.
Yeah, they've got no speed for the first half, and they can sort of get in awkward spots, and that's probably they haven't won a lot of races. But I think with Invincible Owl, I think up the straight suits him. Like, if he goes around a corner, sometimes he's like 4 or 5 pairs back, and up the straight they sort of bunch up, and you're normally only about 3 pairs back, which you can get the race a lot easier. So I think 1,100 metres up the straight will be perfect for this stage.
I remember last date you said you'd like to see him a bit closer, but he just can't muster at the start.
Yeah. We didn't think he was that slow, but yeah, he just didn't have the natural speed for the first half of the race, and like on the corner, was 1,000,000 to 1. So he did a good job to finish as close as what he did.
He seems to be flying. The sectionals he's running at the end. How do you think he's going?
Really happy with him. Yeah, he's sort of maturing into a nice sort of handy sprinter. The way he's training, he definitely has not gone backwards.
So, is Invincible Owl clearly your pick of the two? Because you've got Huss and Eagle. He's got a lot of ability. Who's first up?
Yeah, Huss and Eagles, he's got more ability. Nowadays, I would have thought he's probably more of a 1,200 metre plus, 1,400 metres. He might even run a mile, but his work's been excellent. So I would think he's probably going to need 1,200 metres, but I couldn't say you could rule him out.
Gee, he flies first up too. He's run first or second 5 from 7 times. So do you think he's ready to perform again first up?
Yeah, he's ready. He's had a really good foundation. His work's been terrific. So, you know, I'm not saying I'd be surprised if he won, but as I said, you couldn't rule him out.
Mm. And what about Hussey's Glow first up in the last?
We're going to run her tonight at Mooney Valley.
All right.
So, you know, if you want to know what she's done tonight, she's in good order. You know, and she's very good fresh too. So, you know, if she gets the right run in the race, so she'll give you a run for your money.
Are you running the other two tonight, WT and Casa del Lago as well?
Yeah, WT. He's in good order. He's sort of stepping up in class a little bit. If the wet comes, I think he's okay on the wet ground, so that's okay. And Casa del Lago, if it becomes very wet, she's an excellent wet tracker. Like we've trialled her and raced her on heavy ground, and if it comes up really wet, they'll bring her right into it.
I should have asked you about the wet with your Flemington runners as well. If we do get a rain affected track tomorrow, who do you think that's going to help or hinder the most?
I think they're all okay, but we know what Flemington's like. If it doesn't rain on the day, it's not too bad. So I know even if they get a lot of rain today, and there's not much forecast for tomorrow, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's probably only about a 5 or 6 tomorrow. So that'd be perfect for my horses tomorrow.
Who do you think's your best, Patrick?
Oh, I think you can't go around past Chamois Road. Like, yep. He raced up in the speed. He does what he can, and you know he'll give a great run for your money.
Good on you, Paddy. Good luck tonight and tomorrow.
Thank you.